So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 18, Pitu Maharaj milks the earth planet, text number 22.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tata.
Tata.
Ahaya.
Ahaya.
Dandashuka.
Dandashuka.
Sarpa.
Sarpa.
Naga. Takshakam.
Takshakam.
Vidhaya.
Vidhaya.
Vatsam.
Vatsam.
Duruhu.
Duruhu.
Bilaputre.
Bilaputre.
Visham.
Visham.
Paya.
Paya.
Tathaya danda shukha.
Tathaya danda shukha.
Tashakam
Sarvanagasthakam
Vinayavatsam Duruhur
Vinayavatsam Duruhur
Vilaputray Visham Paya
Vilaputray Visham Paya
Tathaya Danda Shukha
Tathaya Danda Shukha
Tashakam
Sarvanagasthakam
Vinayavatsam Duruhur
Vinayavatsam Duruhur
Vilapatre Visham Paya
Vilapatre Visham Paya
Tahaya Nadanda Shukha
Tahaya Nadanda Shukha
Sarvanagasthakam
Sarvanagasthakam
Vinayavatsam Duruhur
Vinayavatsam Duruhur
Patre Visham Paya
Vilapatre Visham Paya
Tata. Similarly,
Ahaya.
Snakes without hoods.
Snakes without hoods.
Dandashuka.
Dandashuka.
Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Sarpa.
Sarpa.
Cobras.
Cobras.
Naga.
Naga.
Big snakes.
And
Takshakam.
Takshaka,
chief of the snakes.
Vidhaya.
Making.
Vatsam.
Calf. Duruhu.
Milked out.
Bilapatre.
Bilapatre.
In the pot of snake holes.
Visham.
Poison.
Heya.
As milk.
As milk.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, cobras and snakes without hoods, large snakes, scorpions, and many other poisonous animals took poison out of the planet Earth itself and kept the poison in snake holes. They made a calf out of takshaka. Purport. Within this material world, there are various types of living entities. And the different types of reptiles and scorpions mentioned in this verse were also provided for their sustenance by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The point is that everyone is taking his eatables from the planet Earth. According to one's association with material qualities, one develops a certain type of character. Paya panam bhujanganam. If one feeds a serpent milk, the snake will simply increase his venom. However, if one supplies milk to a talented sage or saint, the sage will develop finer brain tissues by which he can contemplate higher spiritual life. Thus the Lord is supplying everyone food but according to the living entity's association with the modes of material nature, the living entity develops his specific character.
Bhavdeham Shri
Guru Shri Jata Bhargava Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunata Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhandita Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchacharishatarine Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pangulam Nigate Girim Yatripatamaham Bande Shri Guru Ninatarnanam. So today we are learning from Srila Prabhupada how we develop our consciousness according to our association. It's sometimes said, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, the Bhagavad Gita. One's consciousness is developed according to his association. That's why we want to associate with Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's why we want to associate with Srila Prabhupada by studying his books, being a member of his movement, worshipping his deity, following his instructions. See, there's two presences of the spiritual master. One is his physical presence, which I and others got many years ago, in the 70s and the 60s. But the even more important is the vibrational presence of the spiritual master, his teachings, his instructions. One who takes the orders of the spiritual master, his very life and soul is packed up tightly in the association of the spiritual master in every minute. He's never separated from the spiritual master. So we have to learn how to always associate with Krishna, how to associate with Lord Chaitanya, associate with the Lord Nityananda, the Sri Sri Radha Krishna. We have to learn the art of how to always be packed up tightly in their association, wherever we are, at the temple, at home, at work, in the commute, wherever we're shopping, in any situation, every situation, we have to learn how to connect tightly, because that connection then elevates our consciousness. We have a tendency to have fickle minds that dance here and there, you see, because we're still in the contact of the modes of nature. And the way the modes work is they're always competing with each other. The modes are always having their fight. They're always competing. So we're going kamagun, rajagun, sattagun. It's always like this. It's helter-skelter, isn't that word, helter-skelter. Our minds are helter-skelter because the modes are always pulling us this way and that way. It's like in the ocean. One wave comes this way, another wave. We're just all being tossed in the waves of the material modes of nature. So the way to get out of these modes is to associate with those who are beyond the modes. Krishna, in front of his name, the spiritual masters, advanced Vaishnavas. You see, all of these, we have to see where we can plug in to get association that elevates us beyond the modes of nature. And then we become steady in our intelligence and fixed. Yes, I'm not this body. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I have nothing to do with this material world except to engage in the service of the owner of this, of everything, namely Krishna himself. A devotee is not he's not like I'm going to say out of contact with material life. It's like a devotee is working a job. He's some spaced out person who can't function properly because he's thinking about Krishna. No, he can actually function better because he sees the material energy for what it actually is. It's Krishna's energy. So let me use it expertly in his service. It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a pure devotee of the Lord, but he was super expert manager. He was in a very high position of the British government magistrate. He's very expert. The other judges that would spend hours and hours and hours trying to reach, you know, doing their work, he would, in a few minutes, business finished. He was super expert. So that's one of the qualities of a devotee, he's expert. So we can see how we're lacking in Krishna consciousness by our lack of expertise. It's a little embarrassing, but you know, we make so many mistakes. This is our lack of Krishna consciousness, actually. Because the more one is Krishna conscious, the more he is expert in everything, because he sees everything exactly as it is. This is Krishna's energy. It's all meant to be used in his service. So if one has these understandings and applies them on a regular daily basis, then one can bring that mind under control. One can become fixed in Krishna consciousness. One can learn the art of perfectly dovetailing everything with Krishna, every thought, word and deed, and every circumstance. This actually is a very beautiful situation we're in here in the material world, because it's, if one understands it properly, it's a wonderful situation we're in right now. It's very wonderful. It's ecstatic. Here we've been suffering for millions of lifetimes, trying to enjoy separately from Krishna. But now we've gotten this human form, we've gotten the information from Srila Prabhupada about how to actually regain our original constitutional position. So, for someone who is Krishna conscious, this is an ecstatic situation to be in. Wow! I can actually go back to my original identity in the spiritual world now. You see, I have the keys, I have everything I need to regain my original identity in the pastime of Krishna. I don't get sick, I don't get old, there's no anxieties about anything, it's just an eternal life of bliss. So this actually brings us back to that position. This process of Krishna consciousness. We have to be intelligent, we have to see how to utilize everything properly, as it actually is. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam Gatvamam Shantam Mitstati. Krishna says, one who sees me is the supreme owner, supreme enjoyer, the best end of all living entities. For him I bring peace. So now we have a new year coming. Tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
Tomorrow we have a new year, so let's make this the new year when the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. And they can understand the peace form of Krishna. It should be our desire. 2019 should go down in history as the year when the whole world becomes Krishna conscious, you see. Let them all understand this peace form of Krishna. They're having so many struggles, so many arguments, all this diplomacy going on. Everybody's jockeying to be the Lord of all this. That's the problem. Everybody is jockeying to be the supreme, but none of us are the supreme. If we can all simply acknowledge who the actual supreme is, whether you call him Allah or Krishna or Jehovah, there's one supreme person who's the source of all existence. But all his children is we're being emanated from him for the purpose of having a loving relationship with him. Some people are bewildered. Why do I exist? We exist because that Supreme Person has a desire for unlimited loving relationships. So he's expanding us from himself for that purpose. That's why we exist. So it's natural we don't have that, we're not reconnecting with that Supreme Person in love, that we're going to be frustrated. You see, like a fish out of the water. Natural to be frustrated. But as soon as we get back into that loving relationship with that Supreme Person, then everything becomes natural, becomes automatic, actually, in due course of time. No more struggle. It's a celebration of transcendental bliss. The existence becomes an ecstatic celebration of transcendental bliss in every minute as one becomes mature in Krishna consciousness. Just relishing everything, seeing how the merciful hand of Krishna is acting in every situation. Krishna never neglects me, he's always pouring his mercy upon me unlimitedly at every minute. One can actually taste that and experience that as one becomes more awakened in Krishna consciousness. So to steadily follow the rules and regulations of bhakti, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, to chant the Japa Mala these 16 rounds a day. If you actually do it diligently and seriously and undeviatingly, the magic works in due course of time. Because we have millions of years of conditioning, of being caught up in the modes to get free from that residue, sakic residue, you see. If you keep doing this process of chanting the rounds, chanting, following the regulated principles, the purification gradually takes place. And you actually come back to your original constitutional nature. So we should not misunderstand these rules and regulations. We're being repressed, I have this desire, I have to repress it. Thing is, we don't really desire that nonsense. We don't really desire, these are artificial things. I don't really want meat. I really don't want illicit sex. These are due to our association with the modes of nature. We think we want these things, but actually we don't. The only thing we really want is loving relationship with Krishna. Everything else is just artificial. It's not really what we want, it's an artificial imposition on the mind. So we shouldn't think this is something, unnatural to just be absorbed in loving God 24 hours a day. It's the most natural position to be in. Sometimes we're criticized that, we're fanatics or we're unrealistic. These things are nonsense things. The devotee of Krishna is the most realistic, most natural person in the whole world. Because he's getting back to his actual nature as a spiritual being, qualitatively one with Krishna or God. So we shouldn't become discouraged or disturbed by all the criticisms people make of us. We shouldn't be. As Prabhupada said, the dog will bark and the caravan will bed. And they bark, bark, bark. I remember, what is that saying? I forget it was in. Remember that So Long Sucker? Remember that story? So Long Sucker? Remember that story? Yes. Yeah, they're the ones who are suckers from the material nature, and we're getting out of this place. We stick to this process, then no more birth, no more death. This process is so powerful. Even if you begin the process, you see. Even if you begin a slight amount of beginning this process, you're guaranteed to get a human body in your next life. Even a slight beginning. So you continue. Krishna is very kind. Oh, he began the process. He said Hare Krishna. He took some prasadams and he was interested in becoming advanced. He didn't quite make it, but he gets another human birth, so he continues. Krishna is so kind. Even a little progress, even a slight beginning guarantees a human body in the next life. Whereas the general world population are going out of the animals in the next birth. Practically all of them becoming animals because they're engaged in animalistic activities. So this is very, very auspicious thing, this Krishna consciousness movement. We should have full faith in this movement, fully absorb ourselves in associating with the Vaishnavas, take very seriously the process of spiritual awakening, become initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, take the vow of initiation very seriously, follow those rules and regulations joyfully, enthusiastically, in a celebration mood. And then the magic happens, the anartas go away, the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion, envy, the astrology fade away, and you become nishtha, fixed up devotee. And from there, at that point, it's a downhill, it's just automatic after that, practically automatic. See, right now we're at the struggling stage. It's like I give the example, we're fading out from here, we're going to Mendoza, Argentina, and to Santiago, Chile, our next stops on our world tour. Now, between these two cities, there's the Andes Mountains, a huge range, snow-capped mountains, big, humongous snow-capped mountains. And there's a road you can go, because we take the airplanes easy, but you can go on the road, you see, it's going up from Mendoza, going up, it's, just imagine somebody on a bicycle, some adventurous bike hiker, you know, I'm going to take the bike, really tough going up, you see. Once you get to the top, it just glide all the way down to Santiago. So, right now we're going up, you see. Now we have faith in the process, we're associating the devotees, we got initiated, we're following the rules and regulations, and we're just trying to get rid of all that lust, that anger, that greed, that laziness, that craziness. It's a struggle. Even to get up in the morning is a struggle, sometimes. Getting up in the morning, not overeating, you know, all these struggles, because not being lusty, you see, we all go through these struggles. But finally you get to the point of nishtha, where now you're fixed up, it's like you're 95% pure, and you're very solidly fixed. And after that, it's just, you just glide in to the remaining stages, the Bhuchi stage, you see. Finally, the bhava and frame is automatic. So we should know this, we should, even though it's a struggle now, it's not always going to be a struggle. We should embrace the struggle, that's the key. Don't shun the struggle, embrace the struggle. Yes, I'm going to become the pure devotee in Krishna. Krishna, help me. I'm very fallen, I'm very low. Please bless me, my Lord, that I can bring my mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals fully absorbed in your service. Just begging Krishna. Embrace that process of becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. It's your life and soul. At every minute, always being in that mood, begging Krishna, please make me your pure devotee. Please make me your pure devotee. Please, my Lord. In this way, gradually, 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 you'll come to nishtha, and it becomes automatic after that. Just gliding into Goloka in ecstasy, dancing, singing and dancing your way to Goloka Vrindavan. It will come. It will come. So we should be callous to their criticism. We should be callous to their criticism. Sometimes they say, oh, you people are homophobic, you're prejudiced against gays, because you say gay sex is illicit sex. No. We say any non-procreational sex is illicit sex. But it doesn't matter whether it's homosex or heterosex, or masturbation, or anything. Any sexual activity which is not for procreation is against Vedic principles. Why? The sages are cruel to us? They won't let us enjoy it? No, they're kind to us. Because self-realization means you have to get free from bodily consciousness. You have to understand my happiness is not gratifying my senses. My happiness is coming out of bodily consciousness and coming into a loving relationship with Krishna. So if one unnecessarily titillates his senses, all he's doing is coming into bodily consciousness again, that's all. Well, to be happy, I got to titillate my senses. No, you don't need to titillate your senses to be happy. Your genitals or your tongue or your ego or any of these, your subtle senses. These things don't need to be titillated to give you happiness. All you need for happiness is to reestablish that loving relationship with Krishna. So, that's our position. Minimize. That's why sex life is only used for procreation in our movement, you see. Those who are actually Krishna conscious. Baba said, for the house order, the rule is sex only once in a month after chanting 50 rounds of japa each. And they give the blessings of the Guru Maharaj also for having a child. So, even house orders, if they go beyond that once a month, they're having illicit sex. So, we're not being prejudiced against gays. And even our house, even our married couples, they're not following that rule. That's illicit sex. That's procreation is not recreation. That's the understanding. So in this way, we should not be disturbed by people's misunderstandings of this sublime process. People do misunderstand. Even our own members sometimes misunderstand what's going on. Our neophyte members. We have to derive our understanding very carefully from Srila Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's instructions that he's given. He's given so many instructions to us on how to be Krishna conscious, how the society of ISKCON should be going on. We should very carefully understand from Srila Prabhupada how to be Krishna conscious and how we can make ISKCON a perfect vehicle to bring peace and happiness to the whole world. So we have a few minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
Do Buddhists go back to Godhead because Lord Buddha was a form of Krishna?
Do what?
Do Buddhists go back to Godhead because Buddha was a form of Krishna?
Yeah, Buddhism actually is, their philosophy is voidism, that everything is zero. Although Lord Buddha was an incarnation of Krishna, their philosophy is atheistic. So one may say, well, how could Krishna come in and teach atheism? They say, why would Krishna do that? Well, here's the explanation. After the beginning of the Kali Yuga, the whole Vedic culture was just polluted like anything. People embraced material sense gratification wholeheartedly. Even they were killing the cows, if you can imagine. Became so degraded, they were killing the cows. In India, they were killing cows. So out of kindness, to put a stop to all of this, Krishna came as Lord Buddha and just denied everything. How did it go? Yeah, he denied the Vedas.
Yeah.
See, they were they were using the Vedas to justify calculus. They had this they misinterpreted the Veda to justify calculating. So Lord Buddha came and he denied the Vedas. The Vedas are false. They were abusing the Vedas. So he completely denied the Vedas, and Vedic culture was actually wiped out in India because they were so badly abusing it. He preached very strongly against Vedic culture. And Vedic culture was destroyed in India. It was non-existent. But they stopped the calculating. And then Krishna sent Lord Shiva and his Shankaracharya to re-establish Vedic culture. But instead of establishing the full-blown Vedic culture, devotion to the Supreme Person, that was too big of a stretch for the Buddhists, who were atheists, he taught the principle of impersonalism, which is a compromise between Buddhism and Vaishnavism. It's a halfway thing. And then Lord Chaitanya came, and other Vaishnavacharyas came. They defeated Shankara and re-established full Vaishnava culture. So the appearance of Lord Buddha was for a purpose of putting a stop to the abuse of the Vedas. Even though he was Krishna, he was preaching atheism. So someone who has a devotion for Buddha A Vaishnava who has devotion for Buddha, he's going back to Godhead. We actually have it in our Das Avatar structure, the glorification of the different avatars. We have one verse in which we glorify Lord Buddha also. Buddha Shavira Jaya Jagadish Hari. One of the verses glorifies Lord Buddha. So a Vaishnava glorifies Lord Buddha, that he's going back to Godhead. But for someone who follows Buddha and denies everything is zero, he's not going back to Godhead. Does that make it clear? Okay, next. Anything else? Yes.
I was reading this morning just in relation to that verse. It says up there that milk can become poison to a snake. But then, like what you were talking about then with cow protection. Like this morning I was reading in the 8th canto that said here, milk is compared to nectar, which one can drink to become immortal. Of course, simply drinking milk will not make one immortal, but it can increase the duration.
Are you reading from the purple?
Yeah.
I'm a little hard of hearing. I'm trying to follow.
Sorry, that was from the 8th canto, 8.6.12 in the purple. But I just thought it was interesting because I didn't actually realize how significant just giving people milk from protected cows, like maintaining the agriculture of cows and providing that milk can actually increase your lifespan, but also bring you closer to Krishna, because it increases the finer tissues in your brain. So then I guess it gives you more intelligence, you become more attracted to the philosophy.
Well, the milk is very good for Vaishnavas. Prabhupada instituted a program of hot milk. Devotees would all take hot milk every evening. Very hot, taking hot milk is very good for developing brain tissue. Was there a question on this?
It's interesting how it can also become poison. Like snakes take the milk.
How does that work? Well, they don't have a good brain to begin with. What kind of brain a snake has? He doesn't have any kind of brain except out of the body.
They're eating his given milk, it becomes poison, so it has no effect on positive effect.
What's that?
Even if it takes the milk, it has no positive effect. It becomes poison.
Of course, if the snake makes Vishalam milk, he becomes a devotee in his next life. Krishna Vishalam is very powerful. Even you give, even you give Vishalam sacred water to the tree will be a great blessing. This Vishalam is very powerful.
Snakes are poisonous. Snakes by nature are poisonous.
Yeah.
So when you feed the poison, it increases.
Yeah. Milk is very healthy. It empowers you, whatever you're into. So snakes get empowered in their venom. But a Vaishnava comes empowered in Krishna consciousness by taking milk. The milk is very good.
As
someone
says, poisonous snake can be charmed, but the human, poisonous human, is envious, full of envious. The snake is also envious, but they cannot be charmed.
Yeah, a snake charmer can actually get the, the mantras, he can control the snakes and make them. But to a human being with a snake is very difficult. So we have to somehow or other, by this kirtan, by the prasadam, by this philosophy, induce the snake-like human being to become devotees. That's our mission. Anything else? Any questions from the internet? Here's a question from James on the internet. What is your opinion about the ISKCON revival movement? They call themselves the IRM. Well, these people, the IRM, they have an agenda. They say that Prabhupada is the only guru, and the ISKCON gurus are bogus because Prabhupada is the only guru. In other words, what they're saying is, Krishna says, evam parampara pratam rinam rajarshi yavidu sakalene ha vimah yoga nashta param tapa. for thousands of years, actually going back 155 trillion years ago when Brahma was given this knowledge by Krishna. Since that time, 155 trillion years ago, this knowledge has been passed down through a chain of specific succession. One guru enlightens his disciple, the disciple becomes a guru, enlightens his disciple. It's come down, it's called the Brahma Manvagodhya Sampradaya. It's come down to this chain of specific succession has gone on for thousands and even millions of years in the history of this universe. The IRM people say, with Prabhupada it stopped. It's been going on because with Prabhupada, stopped. No more specific succession, it stopped there. But that's not what Prabhupada said. He said that he wanted all of his disciples to become gurus. So even Prabhupada told me one can become Jagat Guru. A letter he wrote me. Disciple can become Jagat Guru, but it's being a guru. So Prabhupada's instruction is very clear that he wanted his disciples to become spiritual masters and accept disciples. He told us this. Some of these IRM people, they have some agenda. They just wanted to, because they're envious, they weren't qualified to be gurus. So it's like nobody's qualified, because I wasn't qualified to be a guru, nobody's qualified to be a guru. It's simply envious snakes, actually. The IRM people are envious snakes, to be honest. So we don't pay them any serious heed. It's sad because I have godbrothers who became IRM. I have a very dear godbrother. I still remember that he was in the fire of preaching and book distribution. I saw him enlivened by his mood. I remember him, one of my dear godbrothers. But then I saw him in the airport in Dallas, and he looked at me like I was the biggest demon in all the three worlds. Like, you know, in the airport they had the walk-a-laters, you know, what do they call it?
Walk-a-laters.
The thing where you get on and you walk. He was standing over there, and I was going on the, remember, you walk, you know, you go automatically, and he looked at me like I was the most horrible demon you've ever seen in his whole life, because I wasn't part of the IRM. I mean, it's really sad. Because I still remember how, I still relish actually his mood. In the old days, he was so fired up about preaching and book distribution, and it was contagious just to see his mood. You get enlivened just by seeing his mood, but then by a bad association with these IRM people, he became polluted. Is there anything else? Yes.
Prabhupada mentions that one should not hear the holy name from the mouth of a non-devotee. Mm-hmm. He compares that of milk touched by a serpent.
Yeah.
So if Mahamantra is powerful, how can that become polluted?
Well, the name is not polluted, but it's covered with poison. But it's not, the thing is, actually, when an envious person says, you know, those damn Hare Krishna, they're just a bunch of rascals, is Krishna incarnating in that sound from their mouth or not? He is? You say that is Krishna? And they say those damn Hare Krishnas are a bunch of snakes? Krishna's appearing in front of them? Not very powerfully anymore. Actually, even if they say Krishna's name in anger or jest, or they can still get benefits of that. The name is so powerful. Krishna is so merciful. These rascals. There's some story in that regard. Somebody was. Forget that story. How many of those stories, David? Anybody who was chanting and deriding the devotees? Yeah, there's some stories. I forgot the stories. There's some Ranai stories in this connection. People who were chanting in a negative way, but it transformed them. And they became Krishna conscious, even though they were chanting in a very negative way. So even if they make fun of us, all those Hare Krishnas, they're no good. They just got some benefits. The name is so powerful. Anything else? Everybody satisfied now? Ready to fully surrender to Krishna, give up sense gratification, kick out association of the modes of nature, fully embrace bhakti is my only business, with my every thought, word, and deed, in all times, places, and circumstances. Everybody ready to do that for 2019? The year becoming, this is the year I must become a pure devotee of Krishna. Kick out all the nonsense. It's holding me back, it's causing me unnecessary anxieties. Kick it all out and embrace pure bhakti is my only business. If we do that, we can take over the whole world this year. Okay? 2019. If we all embrace pure bhakti, we can take over the whole world. The whole world will become Krishna conscious. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Dharam Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Guru Premanand.